You can add your own request in the middle of any of the middle brachas. Keter, for example. Oh, you like Chayim and Bakish Shalom, Rachman and Virus of Fame. Oh, you tell Farnas and Bakish, Olea and Virus of Shalom. If you had somebody who was sick in his household or friends, then you can ask for that individual in Virus of Fame. If you need a Parnasa, you can ask for that in Virus of Shalom. Mishavur brings from the Achreinim that this is only talking about if a person has somebody sick or he has a lack of panosa, but to daven that he should not become sick or should always have panosa in the future, that is not matim for these brachas. These brachas are what we are lacking. One can ask for those things in Shema Kalei, even for future things. Says Rav Moshe Meisiv Yasal the Bracha Akach Meisiv, but Lo Yisiv Akach Yasal the Bracha. For example, Refaini, you shouldn't say, "Please be Merata Plaini Ben Plaini." First, say the Bracha Refaini Hashem Ve'Yafei, and then before the end of the bracha, he should say his personal request. The bracha Shmei Tzvila can ask anything he wants, for the present needs, future needs. He can let us call Makoshes. Yeah. Shavu brings, it's a nice thing to say, Vidu on his Averis and Shmei Tzvila. If you do not have Kavan and Shmei Tzvila up to Shmei Tzvila, say Vidu on that, bring Shmei Tzvila. Continues the Mechavah, Rabbeinu Yoyle. When he's adding a request in the middle of one of the brachas, in Meisav Yisrael, Mishlu Kol Yisrael, in Meisav Loshen Rabin, Loi Loshen Yochad. If he's making a request for all Christ, we should say it in plural form, not in singular form. So Yisrael Be'el the Sefer Brachas Loi Be'Amsa. Also, you should say it, the Tefefet that he's adding for Kol Yisrael, you should say, after he says entire Nusach, before Brachas to Hashem, because otherwise it looks like he's changing the Nusach HaBracha, because it's all Lashon Rabba. Whereas in Shoyot Shofar Mamish, if he's asking for his personal needs, given she is Shoyot with a base, so he should start with Panosa. Yoch HaLishon HaFim Be'em Zeh Bracha. Then he should start the Bracha, in the middle of the Bracha, say his request in a singular form, and then finish off the Bracha with a Sima before Baruch Hashem. Because it's clear this is not part of the Bracha. The Bracha is Lashon Rabba in plural form, and he's requesting in a singular form. Lush Yishu, Lashon Yoch HaBalev Lashon Rabba. Like we just said. He could ask all his requests or Klal Yisrael's needs. He should say Yirotzen before he makes his personal request. And the bracha, but tzarech yochid lo yarech. And he's making a personal request, and he should not say it lengthily, say it shortly. Kuf yitestiv gimel, and dilek v'tor, the bracha asmen yam tzoyis. He skipped one of the brachas in the middle request, or he made a mistake that he did not say the end of the bracha properly, or he missed some major part of the bracha, that's ma'akim, for example, he didn't say St. Talamotah, or by Tkabah Shoifer, he didn't mention anything about Kibbutz Golias. That's considered Iker Brocha. So really, he wasn't used to that Brocha. Yeah. The last generation of Brocha, the Brocha which he basically was not Yotze with, he goes back to that Brocha. He doesn't go back to the beginning of Shemir Esrei. And then from that point on, he reads all the Brochas. He can't just make up a Brocha out of place. It has to be in order. Like we said before. So basically, if a person left out a major part of the Brocha, that's Ma'akiv, then if he's in the middle of the Brocha, he should just go back and say it over again. Once he finished the bracha, then he has to say that bracha over again and continue from that point out. Ziv Dalin, Shvesivus Hashachav Leir Ma'aneinun, V'yavza Filum Hadayin Logoma Rak Rifa'enu. Shvesivus says Aneinu on a fast day before Rifa'enu. So, once he said Rifa'enu, he can't say Aneinu because it's out of order. It has to be before Rifa'enu. Then close the bracha of Atala. If he's being machmir and saying it against the bracha of Atala, because he's going to say a second time Rifa'enu, which is not necessary. Ella says the Ramah Yemer Aneinu B'Shemei Tzvila Ki Yofi. Since there is another place to say Aneinu in Shemei Tzvila, so also being the Chazan forgot to say Aneinu in the right place, so if he caught himself in the middle of Refeinu before he said Baruch Atah Hashem, say Aneinu and then afterwards Refeinu. Once he said Baruch Atah Hashem of Refeinu, he just finishes
that bracha and continues until Shema Tefillah. Lachatfila says in Shema Tefillah. If you got to say in Shema Tefillah, then he has to wait for the next fast.